Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Thursday, the 4th of April. Yesterday, US Federal Reserve Chair Powell spoke. Today, no fewer than 5 Fed speakers are on the agenda, and no doubt today's speakers will be rushing to clarify what Powell really meant to say. This clarification pattern is not unknown. To be honest, Powell, or rather Powell's speechwriters, didn't really say anything especially controversial. Rate cuts are still on track. There has been a rather sad attempt to sensationalize the situation in the media, trying to brand US inflation as sticky or above target. The core PCE deflator has fallen for 14 straight months, and while it is still above the 2% figure, in practical terms, that's not really above target. The US economy may have a higher trend rate of growth than has previously been supposed, as productivity gains from flexible working and higher immigration, also productivity enhancing, challenge previous trend assumptions. Today's pontification of Fed speakers is unlikely to change that general narrative. We also get an account of the last ECB meeting, at which nothing was done on policy, of course. There is some interest here, as European inflation unsurprisingly surprises by coming in lower than expected. Profit-led inflation is starting to retreat. It is possible that the ECB cuts rates before the Federal Reserve, and indeed one could make quite a strong case on economic grounds. The question is whether the ECB has the agility in decision-making to actually come to such a conclusion, and whether markets will still think that is probable as US disinflation continues. The US is publishing February trade data. There's not much disruption to global trade in goods, despite all the headlines about the Panama Canal. The Baltimore Bridge collapse is obviously after the February data, and the Red Sea attacks are largely irrelevant for US trade. What trade figures can hint at is what is happening with domestic demand in the United States, at least as far as demand for goods is concerned. The detail is where things get really interesting. Which countries are exporting to the United States, for instance? And for that, we must wait a while. Assorted European sentiment polls are due today, emphasizing once again that if you keep issuing data frequently enough, eventually somebody might pay it some attention. That doesn't mean the data is worthy of attention. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.